vision. Your paradigm is about to shift at the intersection of fact and reason. You're entering Kingston Country.
I'm Dan Kingston, and you're listening to the Dan Kingston Podcast. A city in New Jersey is sending drones to patrol backyards in clear violation of the Fourth Amendment. Communist-loving tyrant mayor of Elizabeth, New Jersey says, if these drones save one life, it is clearly worth the activity, and the information the drones are sending will really... Again, these drones are flying over American backyards. Many of them are drones from a Chinese company, DJI. Maybe you've heard. The Department of Homeland Security is on record warning that Chinese drones have the potential use for terrorism, mass casualty incidents, interference with air traffic, as well as corporate espionage and invasions of privacy. So why would any American police department accept a donation of technology, especially drones, from a communist Chinese company? Are they even communist? Who the hell knows what the CCP really is? Yet 43 police departments in 23 states have accepted these drones from Dejiang Innovations, DJI. China has a law that gives the government there the right to all information from any Chinese company. So these drones are flying over your backyard, and it's in the Chinese government's rights to get that information from DJI. Basically, American police departments are giving China a window into your backyard. Literally. China's government might be the biggest threat to liberty humanity has ever faced. This is going up against Nazi Germany. So why are American police departments partnering up with evil? And that's what you have to call it, evil. China has exposed their cards. They're a hostile adversary. They're using their dominance as a manufacturing power to hold the world hostage. And they clearly are supportive of bad actors throughout the world stage, not as a counterbalance to U.S. power, but as a clear hostility to American liberty. They have a different fundamental way of thinking. The Chinese Communist Party believes in collectivism and does not believe in individual liberty. And it's all our responsibilities to defend liberty every chance we get. If you're in a country and you're blessed with liberty, defend it. Defend it, because there are forces within and from without. There are spies that have infiltrated our deep state. There are spies that have infiltrated the mainstream media. And we're getting brainwashed from within to hate individual liberty, when in fact that is our saving grace. Now, what else is happening? Joe Biden is proof. The Democrats only care about Me Too when the sexual assault allegations are convenient, right? And these allegations against Joe Biden, they get worse and worse. You got to ask yourself, how long before Tara Reid gets Hillary'd? Because that's what's convenient, right? You know, Hillary is going to be on stage with Joe Biden, I guess, in a CNN town hall. And we'll see if they adhere to the proper social distancing guidelines. Because also Joe Biden could be a target of Hillary. I mean, you know, you look at Hillary and she's like the Wicked Witch of the West over here. But even worse than that, she's like a queenie. She's no good. And I wouldn't be surprised if Tara Reid disappears. At Huffsy01 from Twitter says, Tara Reid needs to make it clear she is not suicidal. She never takes midnight walks in the deserted areas, and she shouldn't go out alone. I agree. I think those are necessary precautions. Just like social distancing is a necessary precaution for us, not shelter in place indefinitely, but yeah, 6 feet of separation, you wear a mask. I mean, look, common sense precautions during a time like this is common sense. And I would say the same applies to Tara Reid. She should not be taking these midnight walks. that she should be very clear she's not suicidal, like HuffCL1 from Twitter says. This is just a no-brainer. Anybody who crosses the wrath of Hillary Clinton should take the same precautions, okay? Maryland authorities have threatened fines of $5,000, okay, for those that are planning a protest. There was a police shooting over there, and the police allegedly withholding some evidence. You know, it's controversial police shooting, as they often are. I guess reportedly police officers got a tip that the individual had firearms inside his apartment. I guess they came in there and shot him and killed him. No one was there. Nobody knows what happened in that situation. And that's why the family members are asking for like the police body cam and this kind of thing. Anyway, the officials are denying all that, denying all the evidence, and also denying the right of the family to hold a protest. Again, threatening fines of $5,000 to those planning the protest. I don't know if there's legal justification to deny the protest. In fact, I know there's not. They're citing the governor's stay-at-home orders in Maryland as a legal justification for this, when it's clearly unconstitutional. There's nothing legal about it. And I want to read you a quote from the president of the Rutherford Institute. John W. Whitehead wrote in response to this, "While the country is dealing with a public health emergency, martial law has not been explicitly declared, and the fundamental rights guaranteed by the Constitution have not been suspended. As such, citizens remain free to exercise those rights, including the rights of assembly and speech." And this is something I've talked about for some time now. The fear, and not just me, by the way, many people are talking about the fear that these stay-at-home orders, these shelter-in-place orders, would be used as vengeance, to threaten citizens from congregating, from taking a walk outside, or from protesting. And this is a clear violation, but it's also clearly predicted that this would happen, okay? Because the shelter-in-place orders were so broad, they were so unconstitutional, and they were so clearly rife for being, you know, corruption, that this is so predictable. That you see police getting carried away, letting the power get to them, and you know, local officials and governors. Now, yeah, I understand the police are just following orders, but you have to understand they also made an oath to defend the Constitution, the U.S. Constitution. That was an oath they made. So, yeah, they have some responsibility, too. I mean, if the governor ordered the police to take away all the guns and they complied, I think we're in a situation where you might wonder, maybe before the coronavirus, you say, you know, I think my local police department would stand up against that order. Really? Well, what do you think now? You still have faith that your police department would do that? It shows more how important it is to get the right elected officials in charge that are going to obey and honor the Constitution. Because like John W. Whitehead said, the country is not in martial law. If we were in martial law, it would be different, but we're not. And the state's police powers, yes, they have police powers, but those do not apply to things that violate your constitutional rights. So if you have to be 6 feet apart to protest, or you can only protest in a social distancing capacity, that is within the state's rights to say, you know, we have a crisis. You're going to need to stay 6 feet apart. Okay. So then everybody that can stay 6 feet apart has to be allowed to express those rights. That's just basic. That's common sense. And so the president of the Rutherford Institute is right on, John W. Whitehead. But meanwhile, in California, Gavin Newsom has been sued for violating the First Amendment as well. But this time, not freedom of speech, but by denying the exercise of religion. And this is coming out of the Heroic Center for American Liberty. They're the Center for American Liberty. It's me that's calling them heroic. You have the chief executive over there from the Center of American Liberty. And I want to read you that quote. "If a Californian is able to go to Costco or the local marijuana shop or liquor store and buy goods in a reasonable, socially distanced manner, then he or she must be allowed to practice their faith using the same precautions. Exactly. Why are you shutting down churches and synagogues and mosques? Instead, you don't draconian, you know, shut them down in a draconian way. What you do is you allow them to operate safely. And maybe you can't have the full capacity. So people sit every other seat or a couple seats apart. So they're spread out by 6 feet in the pews over there, right? And that's how you do it. You do it in a safe way. You don't say there's no way you can operate and you choose you're essential, you're non-essential, you're essential, you're non-essential. I don't want the government telling me or my business or my neighbor's business that it's essential or not essential. Leave that up to the economy. Leave, you know, these governors are acting like they're military generals and commanders with the powers getting to their heads. Now they have the right to declare people essential and non-essential. That's bullshit. They do not have that right. Under the Constitution, we have the rights that are protected by the First Amendment, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, the Fourth Amendment, to have privacy, have some reasonable semblance of privacy, not to have drones flying over your backyard, let alone have them be drones owned by a Chinese company. This is a dystopian future. It's right now. It's a kind of future where you might see a headline advertising the sale of celebrity meat. Right now, you have a company, a startup company, that's reportedly looking into taking a biological tissue samples of different celebrities, putting them in a laboratory, growing it, and selling it so you can get a taste of Ellen DeGeneres or whoever your favorite celebrity might be. Just take a bite right out of the celebrity culture. And that just shows how sick of a culture and society. You know, we are sick, but we can still be cured, right? It's going to take common sense. It's going to take people like the chief executive officer of the Center for American Liberty. It's going to take folks like the president of the Rutherford Institute to stand up for our rights, to say, no, you can't eat celebrities. Maybe that's not protected by the U.S. Constitution, but that's just a common sense thing. We don't want to live in a culture where we're eating celebrities. Well, I don't know. Maybe I'm not advocating the right things right now. I mean, do celebrities have a right to be eaten if they choose to be eaten? Perhaps. There are Americans, I would add, that do say our Constitution's antiquated. And I, you know, those Americans, I think it's fair. We'd call those Americans traitors. You're a traitor if you think the U.S. Constitution's antiquated, if you think it's just a mantelpiece to be dusted off when convenient. That makes you a traitor. You know, the cowards are crying, government save us! The brave cry, liberty we must save. And all the people, by the way, that screamed at me, they screamed at me on Twitter mostly about the millions that were going to die from COVID-19. Millions! 2, 3, 4 million are going to die, even if we do the social distancing guidelines. Where are those people? They all conveniently shut up and went away because I think they're embarrassed because the experts called for a Cat 5 and we got a Cat 1. And it was not victimless. You look at the hospitals right now, they're not taking any elective procedures. There's many people with diseases right now going undetected because they're just having empty hospitals waiting for a surge that in many states and cities is never coming. This is not a one-size-fit-all. We have to go back to local governance. And I think if one thing we've learned from all this, when life gets tough, shelter in place, it works every time, right? You know, you got coward leaders, coward governors, coward elected officials, and cowardice citizens that just want to collect unemployment and shelter in place. And they think that's what's going to save them. And if you look back in your life, they got to be honest with themselves. Whenever life got tough and they sheltered in place, how did that turn out for them in the long run?
Kingston country. You've been listening to the Dan Kingston Podcast.